This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الفقيه هو الفقيه بفعاله ليس الفقيه بنطقه ومقاله وكذا الرئيس هو الرئيس بخلقه ليس الرئيس بقومه ورجاله وكذا الغني هو الغني بحاله ليس الغني بملكه وبماله.
بسم الله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد. Of the characteristics of the believer is that the believer is trustworthy. The believer can be trusted. What the believer says he will do, he will do. When the believer takes on a responsibility, that responsibility is fulfilled. The believer does not betray one's trusts and responsibilities. The Arabic word for trust, the Arabic word for being trusted is amana. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals in the Quran a very powerful verse. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. Allah is commanding you that you fulfill the amanat to those whom they are owed. You must fulfill the amanat. And Allah Azza wa Jal describes the believers in the Quran in not one, but two verses. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. The believers are those who fulfill their amanat and they fulfill their promises. And by the way, a promise is a type of amana. When you say you're going to do something, that is an amana. You have taken on a responsibility and a trust. So Allah describes the believers, including in Surah Al-Mu'minun. Surah Al-Mu'minun, the first page, has 15 characteristics of the believers. Of them, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, the very first verse, O you who believe, fulfill your covenants, fulfill the trust. أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. When you make an aqd, when you make a promise, when you make a treaty or covenant, make sure you fulfill that. So the concept of amana is integral to the concept of iman. In fact, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to describe the most powerful angel and the most blessed angel and praise angel Jibreel, when Allah wanted to praise the angel Jibreel in the Quran, which adjective did he choose? How did he describe the angel Jibreel? نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينُ. Out of all of the adjectives of Jibreel, and Jibreel has so many adjectives, Jibreel has so many concepts he can be praised for. When Allah wanted to choose the single most important and most praiseworthy characteristic, he said, the Holy Spirit that is Amin, نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينُ. Jibreel, who is Amin, brought the Qur'an down. And that is why even the prophets of Allah, when they say in the Qur'an, إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ. I am a trustworthy prophet. And our prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was he called by his own people? What was the title given to him by his own people? He was called Al-Amin. Al-Amin, the one that can be trusted. So Allah Azza wa Jal praises the concept of trustworthiness, and mankind praises the concept of trustworthiness. Our prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Anas ibn Malik said, our Prophet ﷺ would hardly give a khutbah except that he would remind us, it's a beautiful Arabic, لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له. Even those who don't understand Arabic understand this phrase. لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له. There is no iman to the one who has no amana. If you're not trustworthy, you have no iman. Anas ibn Malik said, hardly would our Prophet ﷺ give a lecture except he would remind us, لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له. In fact, amana is so important and so praiseworthy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises this concept even when it is found in non-Muslims. Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about some Christians and Jews in the Quran, and Allah says, وَمِنْهُمْ, there are amongst them, إِن تَأْمَنْهُ بِالْمَنْهُ بقنطار. If you gave the amanah of a treasure to a Christian or a Jew that is good in his akhlaq, he will return that treasure to you. Allah is praising a non-Muslim for having amanah, because when you have amanah, that becomes praiseworthy in your akhlaq. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam linked the concept of not having amanah, the in Arabic is called khiyana, the concept of not having amanah is linked to that of being a hypocrite. In the famous hadith, he said, four are the characteristics of the hypocrite. And the second one is, when he is given an amanah, he betrays the amanah. إِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ. The believer does not betray the concept of amanah. So fulfilling the amanah, making sure you do your responsibilities, living up to your oaths and promises, this is of the essence of iman. And in fact, there are many types of amanah. There are many types of amanah, categories of amanah. Number one, amanah of a spiritual or religious nature. This is the highest category. Allah Azza wa Jal has placed the amanah on us to worship Him and to pray and to do our zakat and to fast the month of Ramadan. This amanah is the amanah of the religion, and it is referred in the Quran. Inna aradna al amanata ala samawati wal ardi wal jibal. We offered the amanah, meaning the potential to be a Muslim and earn heaven or be punished in hell. This is an amanah. It was a privilege. We offered this amanah to the other creation, and they balked. They said, no, we don't want this. It's too much. Mankind took it, because we are who we are. Mankind took this amanah. What is this amanah? It is the amanah to know the right of worshipping Allah and to choose to worship Him. We have been preferred over the creation because of this amanah. So this is one category of amanah, that is the amanah in deen, the amanah of religion. That's the amanah of the scholars of Aqeedah. We are interested in this series of the amanah between mankind. There are many categories of amanah between mankind. Of them, the amanah of responsibility. Whenever you have been placed responsible over other people, whenever you are in charge, you are the judge, you are the ruler, you are the manager, so you have been placed responsible over others, this is an amanah. And the bigger your responsibility, the bigger your amanah. And that is why the just ruler is praised, because he fulfills the amanat. Of the categories of amanah is financial amanah. When somebody gives you some money, when somebody trusts you with an object, you know, back in the day, there was no bank account. If you wanted to travel, you would have to physically leave your money with somebody else. There is no bank account. So it was very common, you would leave your amanat with your relatives, with your friends. These days, that concept has somewhat diminished, but still, the concept is still there. You give something to somebody, and you trust them with this thing. This is a physical amanah. It is an amanah of finances, and that too is one of the characteristics of iman, to protect that amanah and give it back. There's also the amanah of your tongue, and the amanah of your tongue, when you say you're going to do something, you do it. This is also called fulfilling promises, right? So yufuna al-ahd, they fulfill the ahd. This is the amanah of the tongue. There's other types of amanah. As usual, by the way, all of these series is condensed. I cannot go into all the details, but what is important, I mention inshallah. Of the types of amanah, and this is very important, I want you to pay attention. Of the types of amanah we don't understand is the amanah of somebody telling us something, right? When somebody says something to us, the default is that we do not tell anybody else what the person has told. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hadith is in Abu Dawud, al-majalisu bil amanat. Any gathering that is there, there is an amanah in that gathering. If a topic comes up, if somebody says something, just because it was said to five people does not mean you go post it on Facebook for 500,000. No, al-majalisu bil amanat. And not just a majlis. Hadith in Tirmidhi, our Prophet ﷺ said, when a person comes and says something to you, then when he turns away, then what he has said is an amanah. Brothers and sisters, we are not in kindergarten or grade one. I have to promise you to be quiet. No, we don't need to. The Sharia tells us the default of conversations is amanah. When somebody comes and tells you something, when somebody comes and informs you or asks you or whatever, the default, you don't go and spill somebody else's secrets. You keep it between you and that person. So to talk about other people and to tell the secrets of other people, this is betraying their amanah. You have to ask permission if it is not public news. You have to ask permission. This is the default of our Sharia. So of the amanat as well, is conversations, and included in conversations, by the way, is what we might say in a gathering, even if it is haram to say. An example of this, if somebody was backbited in a gathering and you were happened to be in that gathering, so it is haram for you to go and tell that other person, hey, you know, I was sitting with those people and they mentioned your name, because that becomes namima and that becomes breaking the bonds. Even that becomes amana that you should correct in that gathering, but you don't have to go behind their back and go spill the beans to other people. So this is another type of amana. We keep the amanat. Of the types of amana, our Prophet ﷺ said, Al-mustasharu mu'taman. When somebody asks you for advice, when he asking that advice, whatever he says to you, whatever he asks, it is an amana. You cannot tell anybody else. So a simple example is that when Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, Hafsa became a widow, our Prophet ﷺ was thinking of marrying her. So he asked Abu Bakr, do you think I should marry Hafsa? Then he asked Uthman, do you think I should marry Hafsa? And he's thinking about this. In that interim, Umar ibn Khattab offers his daughter Hafsa to Abu Bakr and to Uthman, and they both say no. And it broke his heart. What's wrong with my daughter that they're saying no? Then the Prophet ﷺ proposed. Then Umar, Abu Bakr and Uthman informed Umar ibn Khattab. They said to him, oh Umar, perhaps you felt something when we said no. Our Prophet ﷺ was talking about Hafsa and thinking of marrying her, and we would not betray his amana by telling you he was thinking about her. Al-mustashar mu'taman. When somebody comes to you for advice, I want to open a business, I want to do this and that, this is amana. You give the advice and you don't tell other people about that advice, because then you might betray his trust. For example, somebody wants to open a restaurant somewhere. You go tell 10 other people, they open their restaurant in the same place. What have you done? You have destroyed the person's risk and reputation. So amana is something anybody tells you, you keep it private. Of the greatest amanat, brothers and sisters, our Prophet ﷺ said, of the worst amana to break is the amana of the husband and wife. The amana that exists in a marriage, that the husband and wife, they are intimate together, they are private together, and then the husband tells the secrets of the wife, or the wife tells the secrets of the husband. What does this hadith mean? In summary, it means, you know, in a marriage, things happen, you know, maybe some things that are not appropriate, or everybody knows the faults of the other. The husband and wife, they cover the faults of their spouse. They don't go and gossip about your own spouse. They don't go and, astaghfirullah, yani do ghiba of your own spouse. So you cover the marriage and protect it as much as possible. And don't tell the faults of the others. Footnote here, sometimes a husband or wife needs to get advice to save the marriage. In this case, it's not breaking the amana. You want to get advice to save the marriage. But the default, what happens in the household stays in the household, and you don't go and tell others about this, whatever is happening privately. Bottom line, brothers and sisters, amana is of the defining characteristics of the believer. And why is amana called amana? It's from the same root as iman. Aman means to be safe. Amana and iman are from the same root. Why? Because amana means you feel safe being with somebody. Trust. When you trust your friend, your spouse, when you trust your brother, you feel comfortable. That feeling of aman is called amana. The Arabic language is so powerful. Trust is built upon feeling safe. So when you trust somebody, the Arabic word for that, you feel safe with that person. That is what amana means. Umar ibn Khattab said, I do not judge a person by how much he prays and how much he fasts. Anybody can pray and fast. I judge a person by his amana. If he's trustworthy, that's how I judge a person. Brothers and sisters, to build amana takes months and years, and to destroy amana, it's a millisecond. So be careful. To build amana and trust, because when you meet a stranger, you don't have amana, but that stranger becomes your friend, then becomes your closest friend. The amana is built, but one thing, one slip, one aspect, and subhanAllah, years of trust is destroyed. The believer is not like that. Fulfill your amanat. And of the ways we can fulfill our amanat, mind our own business. And don't talk about other people behind their back. Even if it's something they can't, don't talk about other people. Other people should not be the topic of your conversation. Also be honest about what is expected. Be open-minded. Be very blunt and fair. If somebody asks you something, for example, rather than take it on and then don't fulfill the trust, learn to say no is one of the ways you fulfill your amanat. It is better that the friend is told, I cannot do it, rather than you take on an obligation and then he finds out you betrayed that obligation and trust. So brothers and sisters, fulfill the amanat, and iman and amana are from the same root word. There is no iman for the one that has no amana. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all amana, and inshallah we'll continue tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
إن الفقيه هو الفقيه بفعاله ليس الفقيه بنطقه ومقاله وكذا الرئيس هو الرئيس بخلقه ليس الرئيس بقومه ورجاله وكذا الغني هو الغني بحاله ليس الغني بملكه وبماله.